From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. The Daily Mail is reporting the Catskill Mountain Housing Development Corporation has received $300,000 in funding from the New York State Affordable Housing Corporation to fund the Green County Trailer Replacement Program. That program will replace 9 old, deteriorated, owner-occupied mobile homes in the county. This is the second replacement program. The first replaced 13 units. Quote, receiving a second round of funding for mobile home replacement from the AHC helps mitigate some of the most deteriorated housing conditions in the county and removes health and safety hazards from local communities, said Carl Heck, president of the Catskill Corporation. Program applications are now being accepted and are available by contacting the Catskill Corporation at 943-6700. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star. The Hudson City School District announced Monday, March 9th, it has finalized the sale of the former Greenport Elementary School to a local developer. The deal with Athens-based developer JMS Construction was closed March 2nd. JMS bought the parcel, which included school buildings on 20 acres of land located on Route 66 in Greenport, for $400,000. The purchase was approved by district voters in May 2014. JMS Construction owner Mark Solomon intends to build a 4-story multi-unit apartment building on the site. Read the full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union. The State Assembly's Democratic majority wants a $1.8 billion increase in school aid in the coming fiscal year. That represents $830 million more than the high end of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's proposed aid increase. The chamber released details of its one-house budget proposal Monday, March 9th, including almost $24 billion in total school aid. The Assembly proposal rejects Cuomo's proposal to tie tougher teacher evaluations and a plan that would allow, quote, failing schools to be taken over by outside entities to a larger school aid increase. Also left out of the Assembly's proposal is the Education Investment Tax Credit, a change in the tax code that would incentivize donations to groups that support education. The Assembly's budget also included $27 million to make higher education aid available to the children of undocumented immigrants. Read the full story in the Times Union. Marlene McTeague is reporting in the Daily Mail, a bomb threat at Ravenna Coyman Selkirk High School Monday, March 9th, turned out to be a false alarm. At approximately 11 a.m., a student found a message in an on-campus restroom threatening to blow up the school that afternoon, District Superintendent Alan McCartney said. Following an exhaustive search of the building's school, officials were given the all clear and students returned to class at 1:30 p.m. McCartney said if or when the perpetrator is identified, police will be notified. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. A fourth oil train accident in the past month happened Saturday, March 7th in Canada, and one local environmental group is worried the next one might happen along the Hudson River. The Wall Street Journal reports that the four accidents all occurred with newer tank cars called CPC 1232s. Quote, each train was hauling the new tank cars, which weren't able to prevent the crude from escaping, leaking into one river, and exploding into several giant fireballs, Russell Gold and Paul Vieira wrote in the journal. March 5th, there was an accident near the Mississippi River in Illinois, and there have also been other accidents in West Virginia and Canada. Locally, the accident along the Mattagami River in Ontario upset Riverkeeper, an activist group. Quote, we're playing Russian roulette with our cities and environment, except all the chambers are loaded, unquote, Sean Dixon, a staff attorney for Riverkeeper, said in Mid-Hudson News. Quote, our state and local leaders need to use their emergency authority and act now. Oil trains run daily along the west side of the Hudson River, while many sitting in the Albany Yards between I-787 and the river. New York officials have called on federal officials to tighten regulations to prevent further accidents, but have not kept their own oil train spill fund up with inflation. Vince Pecoraro in the Chatham Courier reports Austerlitz will get a new town hall soon, though it is actually a very old building built in 1836. Town business will move into a former Methodist Episcopal church, which recently has the Art and Antique Company of Spencertown. The Ellsworth Kelly Foundation bought the building next door to the current town hall from the town earlier this year. Quote, what I would like to do is meet with all department heads in the town just to ask what their wish list is, unquote, Supervisor Robert Lagona said of the town's use of the building. Quote, gather that with what we know our needs are already, get that to an architect, and then get some sort of preliminary plans drawn up, which gives us some rough conceptual drawing and an idea of what that's going to cost us to do, unquote, The Ellsworth Kelly Foundation will help with the restoration costs. The building will need a new roof, more bathrooms, hookups for heat and air conditioning, and an elevator to make the building compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The building will be a town hall and community center, according to Ligonia. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. For the local weather forecast, today there is a chance of rain mainly after 5 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 47. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday night, rain likely mainly between 11 p.m. and midnight, cloudy with a low around 34. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 49. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Thursday, sunny with a high near 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 42. Friday night, snow likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Sunrise today was at 6:14 a.m. and sunset today at 5:56 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 41 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Tuesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Cairo Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Catskill Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Chatham Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Chatham High School, 50 Woodbridge Ave, Chatham, 391-2400. The Chatham Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 488 Route 295 in Chatham, 392-3262. The Copaic Land Use Review Committee is at 7 p.m., Board of Ethics at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. Coxsackie Town Board Meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Reed Street in Coxsackie, 731-2727. The Durham Chamber Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Lexington Planning Board Meeting is at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 989-6476. And the Stuyvesant Trails Committee Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant, 758-6248. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.